Okay, we're going to spend some time right now with Stacy Bloodworth. She's the development coordinator of the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation here in Santa Barbara, and they've got some interesting things going on, and we're going to take a few minutes with Stacy.
The Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation is a 501(c) nonprofit here in Santa Barbara. We provide financial support to families with kids with cancer in the Ventura up to the Santa Maria area. Our main goal is to provide financial support and grants in the amount of $2,000 to $5,000 per family to provide payment of 1 month's rent or mortgage, car payment, payment of utility bills, because a lot of times the families going through this are often a single parent. They have to take time off of their jobs to be with their kids during their extended stays at the hospital, which makes the financial status of the family very complicated during this time.
Well, cancer in any family is obviously a very difficult thing to deal with, and especially when children are involved. What are some of the programs that are available?
Harold, in addition to the financial support that we provide for these families, we also provide financial planning, parent support groups, which we have twice a month here for our families in Santa Barbara, as well as our Santa Maria families. We provide care packages to the families in the hospital, which have everything from gas cards to grocery cards, things that will help them that they may not be thinking of during times, difficult times like this. We provide hotel accommodations. We provide cars to families who don't have them so that they can get their kids to treatment at UCLA. We provide trips. Oh, we have a wonderful volunteer reading program at Cottage Hospital where donors and members of the community go in and read to the kids on a regular basis there. And we also provide trips similar to what the Make-A-Wish Foundation does. It's a little different, but we've taken kids to SeaWorld to swim with the dolphins. We do a Hugs for Cubs Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation collaboration in the summer where with the Santa Barbara Foresters baseball team, we take them to Dodgers games, Angels games, Magic Mountain, various day trips like that. And this all creates a sense of an extended family as a support for these families going through this with the community.
That is so great how you can bring a little bit of joy and hope into those kids' lives. I know you guys do several community events. Tell me a little bit about those.
Our events serve two purposes, really. As well as the need for raising funds for the foundation, we also need to create community awareness. These events that we do around town allow us to do that. We have an event called the Urban Miniature Golf Challenge, where we convert the entire downtown into a miniature golf course. Lots of business owners and people from the community come out to participate in that. We have a fashion show every year. We've had it at the Libero and sometimes at private homes. We have a spring fling, which we just finished at the Padero Beach Grill. We have a Montecito Union School Carnival. And all of these events allow us to get out into the community so that they really see what we're doing. They meet the families oftentimes. And they meet Nikki, the director, and myself personally, and we're able to really establish a relationship and show people what we're doing here.
That's interesting. You mentioned Nikki, and I want to take you in a bit of a different direction right now and ask you a little bit about the history of the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation.
Nikki Simon is our director, and she started the foundation just a little over 3 years ago. Out of her house. Since then, and I think she had something like six families around the first year, we have since grown to a total of 96 families at the end of 2005 and still growing in our support groups over the last 4 months from that. Currently, we serve a little over 121 families from the Ventura to the Santa Maria area each month. She has basically taking the fundraising to a completely new level from where she started. We joke that she knew nothing about nonprofits when she started, and now I would say she's probably one of the bigwigs in the area. We were also named one of the News Press's Holiday Fund charities for this year, along with the Park and Recreation Foundation, which is a pretty honorable thing to establish within 3 years of starting a foundation. She basically had a close connection with a friend who had a son with cancer, and was really touched by that, and at that point decided this was the direction that she wanted to take her life, and is now her full-time job, and she goes 100 miles an hour all the time with it. And it's a lot of times very emotional, but we're also having a lot of fun and developing some great relationships. When we get these letters from these parents and these kids about what we've done for them, it makes every bit of what we do worth it, and we learn so much and get so much out of it for ourselves.
Well, it's true. These kinds of help for these struggling families can be life-changing, and the rewards are enormous. And I can just see by the smile on your face that you really enjoy what you do. If people want to know more about the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation or find out how to contact you guys, maybe they want to contribute, maybe they want to volunteer at one of the events, tell me how they can do that.
Harold, as I mentioned earlier, there are so many ways for the people in the community to come out and get involved with us, and we really encourage and welcome them to do so. If they want to get a hold of Nikki or myself, they can reach us on 805-879-1775 or log on to our website at teddybearcancerfoundation.org, where they can also email either one of us there.
Stacy, thanks for spending some time with us on Santa Barbara Life Magazine here today. It's been really eye-opening and great to hear about your contribution locally to the community and what you and Nikki are doing to really make a difference. And we really appreciate your efforts.